Welcome to another episode of the Word of God by M. Today, we're going to talk about a feeling that is very common in believers and non-believers. And it's the feeling of being without hope. When you're hopeless, basically, you see everything dark. Everything that surrounds you doesn't make sense. And it's probably the loneliest feeling a human being can experience. Today, I want to quote Psalm 3, where David expresses how does it feel when you are hopeless. Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw, break their teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessings be on your people. As we can see on Psalm 3, David was in a very desperate situation. Probably like many of us may be experiencing today. But here, David gives us the answer to how to react when we are hopeless. And basically is going to the presence of the Lord and ask him to intervene for us. If you are a believer, sometimes you just think that God is too busy for you. And if you haven't accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, think about it. Before he can intervene, you gotta surrender your will and decide to become his child. There are days in our lives that we just want a little bit of air, perhaps a little light at the end of the tunnel, but it just looks like God disappeared from our lives. I want you to know that this feeling, the fact that you feel hopeless, is a feeling that has been in the mind of every believer. Sooner or later, hopeless is an experience that we are all going to face. But one thing is to experience the feeling of being hopeless, and the other one is getting stuck in being hopeless. So you have to strengthen your faith. And the only way to strengthen your faith is going to be by going to your Bible and trying to find God with all your heart. I invite you to read Romans chapter 10, verse 17, where the instruction is very clear. If you want to increase your faith, you're going to have to go to the Bible. We have to understand that the Bible is not just a regular book. The Bible is that place where God talked to each of us. There are several examples throughout the Bible of men of God that were hopeless in their time. Moses probably was hopeless when he had to work 40 years for his father-in-law, taking care of the cattle. Then we have Noah. Can you imagine working 100 years building a boat in the middle of the desert? Don't you think there were days that he probably was hopeless, when all his neighbors were laughing, when he was just not understanding what God wanted? But he committed himself to obey God. Then we have Joseph. Joseph was sold as a slave by his brothers. Then he thought he got a break, and within a few months he was sent to jail. And he also was hopeless. Can you imagine being sold by your brothers? Then, okay, I'm going to be a slave, but at least I'm going to be in a nice house. I'm going to be running things for the master. And all of a sudden, an injustice comes in and sends you to jail. Well, I'm sure Joseph had a bad day too, and wanted to ask himself, where is God in all this? All of us have experienced this feeling, the feeling of being hopeless. But I want you to know that you're not going to have to spend 100 years building a boat. I'm pretty sure you're not going to be sold by your brothers or sisters. And most of all, God, in His love, left you the tools to understand the purpose of tribulation. If you go to the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, you're going to see that James explains to us the reason of enduring tribulations. And that's basically the fact that we need to grow in our patience, but we need to grow in our faith as well. I agree with you. That lonely feeling of being hopeless, even though you're surrounded by your brothers, surrounded by friends, by family, but still you feel lonely and all you want to do is disappear from this world. As I told my wife one of these days, sometimes I wish I can just disappear and end up in a secluded farm somewhere in South Dakota or Montana. I don't know. Just escape my reality. But I understood a couple of minutes later that God doesn't want me to escape my reality. What God wants is to allow Him the opportunity to act on my behalf. And the only way He's going to be able to do that is if I pray, if I go to Him with a broken heart, asking Him for His mercy. So, go to your Bible, read the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 29 to 31, and you're going to see a promise that should lift your spirit. In those verses, you're going to read that God will give strength to the weakened. He's going to multiply your strength, and He's going to make you fly high like the eagles. You're not going to be tired. And that's when we're going to be able to understand that there's no reason for being hopeless when we have a close relationship with God. I must confess to you that I have had my times of feeling hopeless. But the truth of the matter is, they have only lacked minutes, sometimes hours, but hardly a day. So my invitation to you is, do not get stuck into the feeling of hopeless, because depression is going to follow. I know you have trials and tribulations like I do that I don't know how are going to be resolved. But I have chosen to rely in God's word and understand that He is in control. I have been able to understand also that every day His mercy is going to be with me. So as a friend told me the other day, perhaps it's time to say thank you. Thank you for what I have and not to complain for what I don't have. It's time to go to His presence and pray. It's time to go to His presence and ask for His mercy. My friend, thank you for spending time with me. If you are feeling hopeless, please send me an email. I promise I will pray for you. If you're feeling hopeless, check my Instagram and send me a message through Instagram. My email is thewordofgodbym@gmail.com. And my Instagram is thewordofgodbym. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to understand that you love us with all your heart. Take away from us the feeling of being hopeless and allow us to experience your love and mercy on our days, on our lives. We ask you all this in Jesus' name. Amen.